Welcome to the Gatecast, presented by Alan and Mike.
Lucy, I'm home.
I am not Lucy.
Oh, you're right. We'll just upload a computer virus into the mothership.
I was going to do my living room like this.
Well, sir, my recommendation is that anyone attempting to leave the mountain should be shot on sight.
Hello, not quite as good as previous recordings evening, and welcome to Gatecast episode 86.
Good evening, everybody. No, that's spot on.
Well,
yes.
This episode being entitled Double Jeopardy, but absolutely nothing to do with the fact that you can't be tried for the same murder twice.
Or a bonus round in a famous American game show.
Oh, yes, game shows. I'm faintly aware of them. You know, what do points mean? I don't expect the response.
I'm not saying it.
Of course you're not saying it, but most British listeners or Irish listeners we have, assuming we have any Irish listeners, are.
I thought it. And then went into my little impression. Mm-hmm. Yeah, enough of that.
Yeah, he's still alive, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, he's going strong.
Bloody hell, he's a robot. He's a Carol Vorderman. They're both robots. I'm convinced at this point.
He does dancing, was it one of the Dancing with the Stars reality type things?
That explains why I haven't seen him.
Yeah.
I'd be more quick to watch a non-league soccer match than I would be to watch reality TV. It appears my housemate is in. I hear chairs.
That could be the next stepping stone for the Stargate franchise, some sort of reality show. Sci-fi, I'd love that.
Only it involved wrestling.
No, get a dozen people, shove them on a ship, lock it up and survive.
Hasn't that been done?
What's that got to do with modern television?
I know they did it in the 80s with an Irish programme. They stuck people on an island off the west coast for like 3 weeks.
Is an island an island off the west coast?
Sorry?
Carry on.
Yes, I'm conscious of that. This was a smaller one.
A smaller one, okay.
You know, maybe 6 miles across.
A mere dot on the map.
Smaller than Falklands.
Are they still there?
What? No.
Oh, well, I just wondered.
They took them back after 6 years. It's still a radio program. The guy subsequently became a RT radio personality and a TV personality and a complete prat and eventually died of cocaine-related overdosing stuff, I think, a couple of months.
A happy story there for the listeners. Reality TV does you no good.
Reality TV, it kills you, eventually. Took 30 years, but got him in the end. Same name as the actress who played 7 of 9. You don't need to say it.
Okay.
But, you know, different spelling, obviously.
Yes.
And with a beard, which I imagine 7 of 9 won't have for at least another 25 years.
Doesn't quite fill out the cat suits and well.
No.
I'd hope, anyway.
I really don't need that metal image.
Hello? Is this thing on? What? You didn't think we were going to be gone that long, did you?
You've been listening to the Chronic Rift podcast.
With all new episodes beginning May 19th with our episode 0.
Each week we deliver news, reviews, and interviews while discussing the latest pop culture phenomena.
And don't forget the guest hosts for the in-review segments, Paul.
For bios, blogs, podcast archive, and general information, visit us on the web at chronicrift.com. The Chronic Rift is part of the Mevio Network, where you can listen to our podcast, subscribe to our iTunes, Zune, and RSS feeds.
That's May 19th at chronicrift.mevio.com.
For The Chronic Rift, this is Paul K. Bisson. The Chronic Rift is a Lucky Shot production.
I love it when he says that part.
Tell me, can you sign?
No.
Ah, at least you understood what I meant.
What else would you mean?
All the people seem to think it was checks or marriage certificates or anything other than BSL. I now know about 14 signs.
I don't know anybody who uses sign language, so never had a reason to learn it.
Neither did I, but I still somehow feel it's my fault that I couldn't communicate with her. I feel that nearly 40, I should have picked it up at some point.
Okay.
Well, I mumble because I do what my therapist today referred to as assumptive talking. I'll launch into a story in the middle.
And you assume everybody's following you.
Yes. And I also tail off at the end of sentences. And I speak very, very quickly.
And you interrupt everybody, as per the Digger podcast.
I tried not to. I was drunk. I was getting there. So you've heard that one, have you?
Yeah, I've listened to that one.
I don't talk as loudly as I type. That. Right. I have actually tweeted.
Lovely.
About what we're about to do. I've actually made sure I clicked tweet.
That always does help.
As I was opposed to last week where I didn't. I'm way behind on Chuck. I know it's on Sky Living HD, but I don't even know what season it is or what the last episode I saw was.
That's not good. You might as well wait till the season's over then, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. Doubtless it will be repeated ad nauseum.
Oh, yeah.
Which reminds me, I need to unpack.
Been back how many days? You ain't unpacked?
I got back to Ireland yesterday. I got back home about 2 hours ago.
Oh, right.
There's no point in packing in my parents' house. I've seen the way... I don't think my dad knows how to operate the washing machine. My mother's in the States.
Yeah, phone call. Hey, Mum, where are you? Florida. Oh.
Well, that's where she is now. Anywho. What did you think of Doctor Who? Who do you think the kid is?
Well, it's either what's-her-names or is.
As in Amy's?
Yeah, why not?
I've seen some speculation that it might be the daughter from 2 seasons ago.
What, the one that zoomed off in the spaceship?
Yes.
Could be. She is the only other Time Lord in existence.
Yes.
Or at least that we know about.
Yeah, well, we've had trapdoors before.
Yeah. The Daleks, they're gone forever. Oh, they're back. And they're back again. And again.
And now they're back in new shiny. In fact, we haven't heard from them since. I wonder if Moffat quietly buried them.
Well, isn't there a clause in the contract that says they've got to be used in the licensing agreement?
I may have said this to you last recording, but was there a 70s TV show that Terry Nation didn't write? Because I'm watching 1978 Survivors and he wrote that, and he wrote Blake 7. In fact, actually, that came up as a question. What sci-fi show ran from 1978 to 1981? And I was like, Blake 7.
I think back then the BBC were more of a closed shop than it is now.
Okay, let's close that window. Okay, transcript up, TV episode up. So I'm starting to get peckish and I need to get up early in the morning and I need to try and fit some cider in as well.
Yep, I'm all set to go.
I have Game of Thrones on watch sitting there and Doctor Who Confidential and the Stargate Universe.
Well, Game of Thrones I watched last night, Stargate I watched this afternoon.
Yeah, but your Stargate Universe is about 5 episodes ahead of mine.
Ah, true, yeah. Put it this way, I've only got one left. You've got 4 or 5 left.
I've got at least 7.
There you go, you can stretch it out a bit more. This time next week I'll be crying. No! Or more to the point, you bastards, cliffhanger, swines.
Well, they did know before they filmed the chunk of those that they were cancelled. So I don't think they let a cliffhanger it too badly.
No, they didn't know. Production had finished.
Ah, bugger.
Yep, it all wrapped up and done when they were cancelled.
It's a shame, because I'm sure the numbers have really picked up.
A couple of the episodes have reported numbers have gone up a bit, but you're still talking 500,000 weight, you know, on the low side.
Hmm.
I mean, what about Sanctuary? Sci-Fi moved Sanctuary from Friday to Monday, and its numbers went through the floor. Shocker. People do not watch sci-fi on a Monday night.
Someone said on Twitter, do they count Get Glue check-ins?
I doubt it, because people cheat like crazy just to get the stickers.
Hmm.
You see some people, they check into 20 or 30 shows in an hour, and you think, come on, it's taking the piss out of this.
I don't follow that many people.
When I get people like that, I stop following them. You know, your update list is just them. Blah, 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 and you think, what's the point?
I have people who started following me.
Yeah, I have. You see some people come on Twitter, and you think, what are you following me for? I'm boring.
That's the thing. You rarely tweet anything other than Geklu stuff.
Very little.
But anyway, that's put me out. I'm now sufficiently awake. I was faintly dazed. I'm now sufficiently awake to start.
Okay, then.
Okay, I've actually pre-prepped the line before I came on.
He's ready, is he?
He's ready to go.
Okay.
3, 2, 1. Let's lower the line a little. I haven't read the teaser either.
Oh, good.
Oh, nice straight clouds. In. They must have waited a while to get that effect. And there's a sort of very bluish tinge to the planet, isn't there?
Yes.
And what appears to be a Gould mothership landing in the background.
Does the gate look a bit skiff there?
Doesn't look great. Definitely using a filter.
Yeah. But this is the first clue that there's something different about this episode. They're using different weapons.
Lavender.
Like you say, they actually threw a colour correction filter onto the film.
What are you?
Just to make it look alien.
That looks like a Tommy gun.
It's a big gun that Tilk's wielding.
Footprints. They are recent.
How many?
Several. Some of that of Jafar.
Take cover!
Now, isn't it refreshing that people fire from behind the gate? The ideal place to ambush anybody coming through the Stargate. Yeah.
Drop your weapons and surrender.
They don't look like Jafar.
Oh dear.
He looks like a Jafar.
Yes.
He does.
John DeSantis.
There is no escape. Stand and identify yourselves.
Yes. They need not. I know who they are.
And that is actually his real voice. He didn't even have to modulate it or anything.
I'm sorry, have we met?
They are warriors from a planet called Earth. They are known as SG-1.
Didn't your mother ever tell you to wash your face?
Yeah. Doesn't he look like the guy whose father was killed in a previous Interrogate Teok episode? Looks like the same actor.
It isn't.
I'm just saying it looks like him.
That was a short teaser.
Yes. Well, you got to allow for the fact that last week's teaser went up 3.5 minutes.
Yeah.
So, written by Robert C. Cooper and directed by our very own, rather puzzled-looking Michael Shanks, hence possibly the lingering full-face close-up just before the credits. You know, Frank Redisement, mostly.
Yep, this is the first episode he directed and the last episode he directed.
Oh, dear. It's actually not a bad episode, if memory serves. And memory usually does. My memory.
No, it isn't a bad episode. He might have just decided that it wasn't for him. Anyway, Double Jeopardy, first aired 7th February 2001. As you said, written by Rob C. Cooper, Michael Shanks directed.
Yes, and I presume Jack executive produced.
As always. And we're back.
That looks kind of like a P90.
No, it's MP5. That's what they used to carry.
What about the Tommy gun-like thing?
That's it. There's lots of little inconsistencies.
Look, I think there's been a misunderstanding.
They are the ones who led us in the rebellion against the servants of Herawar. You told us to bury our Stargate. You said that the gods would not return, but that was not true. Cronus came in his great ship.
He seems ticked off.
That's a big Jafar.
Nice.
I'm sorry about what's happened, but you don't understand.
Why do you insult me, Major Carter?
Major Carter?
Yes.
Daniel has got long hair and wearing a bandana. Sam's got very long hair. Teal'c's not using the right weapon. This is one of the benefits if you don't read the book before you first watch this episode. Where'd he go?
Where is he? Find him. Bring them.
He actually talks like that.
Yes.
Did they use its voice for Tron Legacy as well?
Well, he probably doesn't talk like that.
Of course, the Zakum wouldn't have the same effect on them, would it?
What, on these natives?
No.
Oh, on them.
On them. Assuming they're not error SG-1.
Short sight, electrical energy, electrical impulses. This is Sindar, played by Bill Croft.
I see.
Hail Sindar, High Servant of Cronus.
Who is this?
They came through the Chapa Eye.
They are the ones who came before and fought against the servants of Herawar.
Who know the not? Twitch.
You are the Shulvar Teal'c.
Is it great to be so famous, Teal'c? Everywhere you go, people recognize you.
Killingly famous.
There is another who was with them. He escaped into the forest.
He is their leader.
Find him.
He will not fail you.
I just finished a book called Bikini Planet. Odd little sci-fi thing. Yeah, Sam does have seriously long hair. I assume that's a wig and it's probably stitched to the inside of the cap.
You assume correctly.
I thought Cronus was in this.
Have patience.
It will come in time?
Yes.
Thank you for laughing at my pun on not wanting to reach across the Skype and strangle me.
Good night, Hera.
Good night, husband.
He's removed the face.
My God, he's only just gone in and he says goodnight to his wife straight away. Or does he mean good night, as opposed to good night?
Possibly.
For having captured the warriors from the planet Earth. I fear Cronus may be disappointed that our search parties have been unable to capture their leader.
I was waiting on little Priestess on who she was, actually. Or him.
Oh,
you normally give these speeches.
Speeches?
Synopses. I'm trying to think of a good one. That sounded so much better in my head.
Behind you. Oh, that's nicely done.
Wasn't it Emergence from Shadows? Because he appeared to literally appear materialise.
Yeah, That's good lighting.
That's cinematography, I suppose, to a certain extent. That would be the AD, though, wouldn't it? And that's, again, those nice... They've got some dust suspended in the air, so the beams look suitably.
Yeah.
Darien guy called me Major.
Well, this was a major screw-up.
Well, how could we know?
There is always the risk that planets we explore may be occupied by Goa'uld forces.
Yes, but one we've actually been to before.
Again, this is an example of how beautifully shot this thing is. I don't think we really appreciated it the first or second time through. Sat down and started analysing it.
It's one of the effects that adds to the whole. You come away from the episode knowing you enjoyed it or you liked it, but you don't realise why. It's the ingredients are right when they're mixed together right.
Mm-hmm.
It's only when you look back and try to analyse every scene or every frame and you can actually quantify what about it you liked.
Mm-hmm.
I know how you feel.
There are two of you?
Jack's sitting on the table?
It's more complicated than that. Please, do not harm my wife. I'm not going to hurt either one of you.
Yet.
Mm.
I just want someone to explain to me what's happened here before I arrived.
Yeah, that's a good one. What happened before I got here?
The first time you were here.
Mm-hmm.
You came through the Chapa'ai. You said that our god, Heruer, was a false god. You organized a rebellion. With your help, we banished Heruer's Jaffa. You said we were free and that the false gods would not bother us again.
Jack doesn't approve of the whatever it is in the liquid.
The beverage?
Yes.
But eventually Cronus came in his ship and declared that our planet now fell under his domain. He commanded that we worship him.
That looks like a different SGC patch as well. I think they've redesigned it in subsequent seasons.
Probably, yeah.
It's these little small things that you don't notice or that you do notice, but not necessarily at a conscious level. Oh, he's ticked off.
Yes. Well, it's one of these things, you know, SG-1 came along, helped these people out, then went away.
Yeah, they don't. I think you see where the Tok'ra and the Asgard are coming from. You know, you can't just stumble randomly around the galaxy. Your actions have consequences and people die.
Yeah.
And you and the rest of your kind will face the consequences.
Yeah, whatever.
There will be no escape.
Close your eyes.
Seriously.
Close your eyes, please.
Close your eyes while I whip out the back.
You said whip out the back. That implies an entirely different connotation.
Only if you've got a dirty mind.
You know me at all.
This is Darien, played by Matthew Harrison.
Mm-hmm.
Been in Supernatural and Smallville. Currently in the new series Chaos.
No, tell me nothing, okay? I have so much stuff to watch, I really cannot add another show. I'll come back to it in 10 years. My current and new shows block is full.
Someone's come a visiting.
Yes, here's Cronus.
My lord, your presence honors me.
Tell me of the intruders from Earth.
There were three.
I quite like the actor playing Cronus. Just unashamedly scenery chewing.
Ron Howder.
He really does ham the whole thing up beautifully. And now he looks...
Seriously.
Well, he did kill Teok's father.
Not only that, it was Cronus that warned them when they got when they signed the treaty.
Warriors of Tuna! We are called before Cronus.
You know, if I ever catch you off Earth, you're mine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Ron Howder does a ton of voice work.
That's Jack, that is. That's a rather odd design for a crossbow. Why is there a hand there?
I think we're meant to assume that the rest of the body is under there with him.
Huh. So he killed one of the warriors?
No, I'm sure he didn't kill him. He knocked him out. And now he's in the back row looking...
Warriors of Juna, for your loyalty you shall be rewarded. Bring in the prisoners.
Don't look at me.
There is something very Ewok-like about those guys.
They are a bit, aren't they?
Yeah, did you not? That not come to you? Because I looked at him and thought, ooh, Ewoks.
Ooh, that's
he's less inclined
for...
to kneel.
Yeah,
we know.
The lad's got bad knees.
The actual actor?
Yeah, Christopher Judge. He's not keen on kneeling.
I can relate. Having had my left leg rotate approximately 115 degrees about the vertical axis, which the knee really isn't designed to do.
No.
You know, so left to right. That's what happens when you get struck by a car 40 miles an hour.
Not be fortunate enough to die as quickly as your father did by my hand, Sulva. Your fate will be much worse.
The lad's gloating here.
You will all pay for your sins.
He's really enjoying his moment.
He's a Gould. Gloating to a Gould is like breathing. I'm going with the Jack pronunciation of Gould there.
Come forward.
He does look very familiar. And he's never been in any of the rest of the episodes.
You lead your people in my name.
I do, my lord.
No, this is one and only... He was in one episode of Atlantis.
Take it.
This is a mark of pretty high honour, giving him a staff weapon.
I'm assuming that Kronos has a personal shield.
I think that's safe to assume.
Yeah, because in that situation, I'd point it and then whip around and shoot. Well, at least shoot a couple of the guards. He doesn't seem that keen.
At this point, Darian is a faithful servant of his lord. Up until he hasn't had to kill anybody, except when he fought off Haruo's army.
In honor of your god, kill him.
And who says he actually killed anybody then? Either way, you don't really want to annoy Kronos.
No. Oh dear. Are we going to get slow-mo here? Crap. Kronos is a babbling lunatic. Well, for another 31 minutes anyway.
I mean, if Kronos don't get you his first primal,
well, let's flinch. Take the first prime out first.
Don't save me. I'm directing. Brace yourself.
Is it game off?
That's good.
So he shot him in the neck.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's not a bad shot at distance.
Everybody seems a little surprised.
Kronos has been made to look an idiot, which he's not going to react well to that.
Now, at this point, you would expect these robots to be able to escape the faster and the stronger than the human counterparts.
IDC.
So, this is the SGC?
Mm-hmm. Sir, we're receiving a signal on the IDC frequency, but this is not an authorized SGC code.
No Walter this week. Just got Technician Benson, played by Daniel Bacon.
It says Comtria.
What does it mean?
It's kind of like shalom or aloha, that stuff.
It was the greeting used by the artificial life form Harlow on PX3989.
The one who duplicated you.
Yes, sir, please don't open the gate. Please.
I admit he was annoying, but he wasn't a serious threat.
Oh, does this mean we get Dom again?
No, he wasn't. Harlan.
It was Harlan. Or did you just say?
Harlan is the Comtria guy. You'll see.
Okay, I think I just found him as annoying as a Deloise.
Yes, Jack isn't happy about this. He didn't have a very good experience with Harlan.
No, but Harlan obviously figured out how to duplicate Teok.
Here he is.
Yes.
Portland, played by Jay Brizow.
I have no weapons.
Stand up.
Oh, thank you for opening the doorway device, which you call Iris.
Just for the record, I was opposed.
Welcome to Earth. I'm General Hammond, leader of this facility.
Comtria! Yes, I have heard so much about you.
You are a robot.
Technically, you are a weapon.
What's wrong, Harlan?
Oh, please, yes. It is a very big emergency. You must help. You.
How long did he wait on the other side before stepping through?
Well, maybe he has sensors.
What? He knew when the iris was open?
Yes.
That's one hell of a sensor.
Maybe you were sending little things through. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Must help?
The general confused. Jack already getting annoyed.
Mm-hmm. No, the transcript refers to them as Clone Carter and Clone Teok.
Well, I suppose you could call them clones, but they're not.
Are you? Speak!
Now, this is not the way to appear a god. If you're a god, you should be omnipotent. Why do you not know what they are? This doesn't do much for your cachet, I tell you, Kronos.
Speak, or I shall have you torn apart. Bring them to the ship. Find the other one. Yes, my lord.
Especially in front of some of his Jafar.
Yeah. Especially Force Prime. Force Primes tend to be a little brighter than the average Jafar.
Yeah.
Very dangerous. You told me all about the gold you did, and you must help. Yes, no?
Harlan!
Yes?
Sit.
Yes.
Teal'c's being stoic and quiet. What a shock.
Teal'c reclining. Yeah. Jack just standing there, casual, but bloody annoyed. You can see it in his face.
I think Jack sees Harlan as a disobedient puppy. Sit. Stay. Good, Harlan.
Something like that, yeah.
The portable power pack you invented.
The robot me.
Oh, it was ingenious. Even Hubble would have been impressed. I have one in my chest right now. Would you like to see it?
Yes.
No. You can show her later.
Later, yes. Help first.
What type of help do you require?
Oh, not me. You. I mean, the others.
Oh, dear, that's something.
You look like, don't touch me.
Where are they?
Away, they go away and...
Are you saying that our robots are going through the Stargate on missions?
Missions, yes.
What for?
That's interesting, isn't it? Robot Sam has got the intelligence and the ingenuity to actually design new stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He basically knows he won't get a straight answer out of him. He'll jump through hoops and go around in circles just trying to get the information. Yes, wait for it.
Yes. Oh, dear.
Yes, sir.
Then it would seem your robot counterpart is equally as good at following orders as you.
It's not really something Jack has an answer for, is it?
Yeah, well done, General.
I think the General does have a degree of a sly sense of humour. This is a very light-hearted episode, I'm assuming, well, to a large extent, pre-sort of whatever I imagine the horror cliffhanger that the final episode's going to be. They're throwing in a little fun. Serious overtones, but mostly fun.
What has happened?
It was unlike anything I have ever seen.
Again, lighting effects to give this set a look like it's outside.
Yes.
And it does look airy and bright. It
does look like daylight. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cronus brought the prisoners before us. I was given a weapon of the gods. To demonstrate my loyalty, Cronus instructed me to kill the one called Daniel Jackson.
And so?
I fired the weapon.
Oh, and oh, look. The effect we were predicting.
I mean, to be fair, Darian was convinced that Huroa was a false god initially.
So
then, of course, Cronus came along and stamped all over him.
Yes.
So he probably went, oh, right, yeah, yes, boss. Bow, bow, scrape.
But then this comes along and he realizes, hang on a second, like I said not 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
You should not be surprised by anything if you're a bloody god. Unless you're a Pratchett god, in which case you're not exactly the sharpest tool in the box. If I was in Discworld, I wouldn't say that outside of a building with an earth copper roof. For those that don't get the reference, read Pratchett. You won't regret it.
Robots.
But you must. They are you.
Not me, they're not.
Where is Dr. Jackson? He will help.
He's on a mission at the moment.
Oh, you do that so much.
Ooh. Jack's really not keen on this.
Jack's not happy. Well, unfortunately, he realised the one person he really doesn't get along with is himself.
Mm-hmm.
Robots, androids.
It seems to vary. I mean, Daniel didn't write this, he just directed it.
General seeing the bigger picture, you got robots out there with a hell lot of tactical information.
Yes. Besides, I think they want to help them anyway. I mean, they're them.
Jack doesn't.
Well, Jack, no, Jack's just being contrary for the sake of being contrary. You know, he's arguing the toss primarily because he can.
Besides, they don't have our IDC code, so they can't give those away.
Colonel O'Neill, if you don't want to take this on, I'm not going to make it an order.
Thank you, sir.
Can't he just build new ones? Doesn't he have a record?
No, he needs a new template for each one. He can't make copy from the copy. So if they went back to his planet...
Then I will just have to help myself.
Shouldn't they be closing the blast doors?
This one, that one, this one, that one, and this one.
No, I can't see the mounting on the monitor. I don't think he touched it hard enough.
No, I think that was just a little wizardry. Light up the, you know, the little boxes 1 second and just press them in the right order.
So sort of simple Simon.
Yeah.
Beep, 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 beep.
We did engage in battle with the Jafar Harur and liberated the people of Juna.
That's right. We told them to bury the gate after we were gone. Are you sure you've got the right address?
I could do a full diagnostic of my system, but it might be quicker to just dial the address.
Proceed.
Technology existed to turn any monitor into a 10 years previously. All you did was you sat the thing on a base and it had sensors to detect what way it rocked when you touched it. And once it was properly calibrated, it would work fairly right. I saw it operating in like 1992 or so.
Seems an incredible waste of time and effort.
It was prior to development of proper touchscreens.
Chevron 6 encoded.
Are they going to send the aerial mouth through?
Chevron 7 locked.
Are they going to send the aerial mouth through?
The gate isn't buried.
It is possible the Goa will travel to the planet by ship in order to reinstate command.
But a Harrower is dead. The Nakuta mine was dry. Those people didn't pose any threat.
Shouldn't they be closing the blast doors? Where's Walter?
Why? It's a one-way gate. Nothing can come through the other way, can it?
Can't energy?
Possibly strategic military position.
Very likely, when you think about it.
Extremely likely. Has happened, in fact.
Yeah, the SGC gambled on the fact that the planet didn't have any resources the world would want anymore.
It had people. The Gull always want people.
Well, as Tilt points out, as off the system lords at war with each other, this planet may be a strategic area.
Oops.
Behind you.
Receiving mouth telemetry.
Now, this saved a lot of time and money in not seeing Jack run about like a super robot.
Yes.
Oops.
Good.
You see, it's tactical genius, ambushing people from behind the gate, first off. He didn't bother this time.
Wow.
Hi, Jack.
Hi, Jack. Jack's not happy to see Jack.
This is General Hammond of the SGC.
Hey, George, how you doing? Who else you got there with you?
Major Carter, Tilk, Colonel O'Neill, and Harlan.
Hey, George, how you doing? I don't think even our Jack's been that familiar.
Stay away from Earth!
Yeah, well, I told you to bury your gate.
Well, you seem to think that solves a lot of problems, don't you?
Now he's going to tell him off.
Thank you.
And Jack don't know what to say to that, really.
I can't do that just yet.
Do not shoot. I wish to help you.
Why?
I now believe you spoke the truth about everything, including the gods.
Why should I believe you?
Yeah, he might change his mind in an hour.
Yes. Fickle, fickle, fickle.
I'm sorry about the one called Daniel.
What about Daniel?
Get over here.
Okay. Ooh. Jack interacting with Jack. Pain in the arse to film, but...
George Hammond and the other SG-1.
Hey, you're the other, pal.
Do we really have time for semantics here?
Right now, the other Jack is winning this argument. Hands down.
What exactly is the current situation?
Our Daniel is dead.
Oh, my.
Carter and Teal'c have been captured by Cronus. He's got a ship in orbit, and his Jaffa are everywhere. So it's Darien and me. Please, help us.
I mean, it was a clever idea to give Daniel the time he needed to direct the episode.
By killing him? 10 minutes in?
Yeah, you really wouldn't want him on screen.
Harlan! You stay there!
Yes, we're definitely going to help now, though.
Well, 3/4 best you want.
I like that. Other Jack knew he'd be following him.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, big shiny mothership.
Not a very powerful mothership, though, considering what Apophis had. Cronus is really far from being top dog. And this is a new Gwald. Jardine, played by Belinda Weymouth.
I wish to know all the information they contain.
My pleasure.
Yes, scientist-type guild?
Intellectual torturer. I say Michael Shanks appreciated the costuming.
Yes, well, it's still not Freya. I want Freya-level costuming.
Yeah.
Perhaps Jardine didn't quite have the... wasn't as upfront as Freya.
This way.
Yeah, you see, the uniforms do look different, don't they?
They look very much like you.
We know.
Listen, for what it's worth, I'm sorry about what's happened here. Oh, I'm sure that makes him feel better.
It's injured. It's him. You know you want to.
Yeah, his hair looks darker.
It does a bit, doesn't it? Oh, from the back it does anyway.
What the hell do you think you're doing? Same thing you do, only better. What does that mean? Better? It means better, stronger, faster.
Mm. Better. Faster. Mm. I like the idea that they stopped using the simple two-shot. They went into over the shoulder.
Explore the universe, fight the Gould. Oh, what, like now? Hey, you made this mess. What we did was help these people. Oh, come on, I know you better than that.
See, other Jacks that the makeup went to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The camouflage, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not the point. And, like, I'm going to spend my eternity on that lame-ass planet. You gave me your word. Oh, is this the first time you've lied to yourself? I told you what you wanted to hear. Besides, what were you going to do? Destroy me? I might have. All right, come on. Bring it on, Flyboy. Let's go. Come on.
Flyboy.
I like this line.
As much as I'd like to see how this plays out, don't we have something more important to do?
argue. it's all Jack. I'm sure she won't. Yeah, next time. That was very much a kind of a pointy gesture. Yeah, I would have won.
Perhaps the superimposed head didn't look quite right, but for its time, that looked pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we can't expect any help from the rest of the Juna people.
No.
We convinced your people to oppose the Goa'uld once before.
Most, including myself, had never seen an actual god before. Herruar had not come to Juna for many generations, and when Cronus arrived and displayed his great power, he instilled much fear. The people are terrified.
Then we must demonstrate to your people once and for all that Cronus is not a god.
I assume you have a plan to back up that rather bold yet cryptic statement. Yes! Yes, we do.
That's modern warfare. We will win this war. How? We don't know yet.
Oh, yes. Teok, with these strange cryptic statements.
I so own you.
Oh! Yow! Jack being catty. Why isn't she examining the Daniel? Oh, she is.
A nice use of a practical laser effect.
Mm-hmm.
There is a device embedded in the chest that sensors indicate may be a power unit. Current status, deactivated.
Deactivated is one word to say to it.
Mm-hmm.
Can it be reactivated?
The body of Daniel. Hmm.
Do you feel pain? Affirmative.
Yes, he does.
So it would seem.
That's always useful when you're torturing.
Mm-hmm.
Do you sympathize with him? No! Both units appear to show concern for each other.
Yeah, that's probably giving her the answer she needs.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how comfortable that outfit is.
On her?
Yes.
Tell me how to reactivate this one's power unit.
It looks like it's got some hard plastic bits all over the place.
I have no objections to the outfit.
Then tell me which one of you would like to feel sympathy, and which one the pain.
The only rings I've seen were in that pyramid.
There is a way into the main chamber.
Yeah, by putting the robot at risk.
Hmm.
I say, both Michael Shanks and James Tichner, when they're doing the commentary, they says Jack's well known for whenever he's doing a scene, if there's something he can pick up while he's talking, he will do.
Yeah, and just fidget with it.
Yeah.
So how many Jafar are we going to have to deal with on that ship?
As many as 1,000. But that is not the problem.
You don't think so?
What is the problem?
The rings must be activated from within the ship.
Now, see, you didn't mention that before.
We had very little time to formulate this plan, O'Neill.
It's all right.
Oh, come on, I'm sure they got that. Useful information not provided.
Yeah, well, it makes a change that it's Jack not providing it to Jack, as opposed to you not providing it to everyone else.
How are they going to know what to do and when? I can communicate with them. I've been maintaining radio silence to protect my location. I don't see a radio. They're internal.
So you can actually send a signal to...
Excuse me.
Oh, come on. Tapping the chest. Would you f*** off?
Tuning in. I'm broken. Tuning in. He's Jack, isn't it? Come on, it's the sort of thing he would do.
He said they'd do what they can.
What about the Jaffa on the ship?
Once we have reached the Peltek level, the other levels can be sealed off. Cronus will have very few Jaffa remaining for support.
What do we do with the other Jaffa once we've dealt with Cronus and taken over the ship?
We offer them freedom.
See, that's what's handy. There might be 1,000 Jaffa, but we can just lock the doors and they won't be able to get to us.
They're not very smooth, the operation of those things, do they?
They've never been able to get any sort of technology that rises out of a plinth to be really smooth. Request an
audience with you. Sure, they could if they had the budget.
For what purpose?
He claims he wishes to bargain with you for the freedom of the one called Carter.
Oh, dear.
What have you learned so far?
They have been unwilling to cooperate in the analysis. However, their behavior is curiously similar to that of humans. Perhaps you would be more successful in extracting the necessary information.
Bring the one that resembles Teal'c before me.
Don't look too smug, woman.
Don't look too smug. Telling a ghoul not to look smug is like telling a fish to swim. Smugness sort of comes built in.
Report.
The intruder has been captured.
Well, this is the minor ghoul, isn't it?
No, what he should have said is he gave himself up.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't really been captured. You're just taking credit for it.
Mm-hmm. So when did the ship land on the pyramid?
Probably takes a long time to come from orbit and back up. When you got a ring system, why bother landing your ship?
I seriously doubt anything Carter's about to
say. Tell me how to operate the power core on that unit, and I will stop damaging you.
I doubt
it. Oh, yeah.
It's simple. Just touch the two crystals on opposite sides of the converter.
Yeah, like that's going to work. Now, you trust her enough not to get a Jaffa to do this?
She may not be used to people she tortures actually lying to her. Or else simply doesn't understand that people are willing to die and take her out with them.
Well, there aren't any people, are there?
Cronus will be very pleased.
Truth be told, I do not think Cronus will be pleased at all.
Oh! Oh, that went in deep. Ouch. There goes his knee. Jack's got two pistols. Mm-hmm. Oh, poor Sonny runs around the corner and he gets shot.
Well, that's what do I do? Do I get a speaking role? Well, you get... There's lines in the script for you.
Oh. Surprisingly easy when you come to think about it.
Yes.
I mean, this audience chamber surely can't be right at the entrance to the pyramid.
No.
You all right?
I am.
I'm fine, too. Thanks for your concern.
Ooh, that's gotta hurt.
Are you all right?
He doesn't look it.
No.
A little gas. Yeah, got gas.
That's probably his electronics burning up inside. And
What is it you wish to tell me in exchange for the other one's freedom?
Get him, Teal'c.
I only wish.
Ooh, he does a stairwell.
Mm-hmm. Was to seek revenge for the death of my father.
That's the problem with the staff weapon. It's so big and unwieldy. The time taken to actually reverse the aim. Well, that was careless by Cronus, wasn't it?
Yes.
Did he underestimate how fast Teal'c was, or just didn't even give it a thought about his personal safety?
Is it now active?
No way.
What does this mean?
I designed it with special sensors. It would detect when someone was tampering with the power core. Situations just like this. It's a self-destruct mode.
Yeah, Jadine isn't that smart when it comes right down to it. She didn't catch on very quick.
She's not going to be able to get away any time, is she?
Boom.
Hi, Jadine.
Yeah, they felt that.
Go.
Nice alarm. Squeeze, Tilk, squeeze.
That kind of hurt Kronos as well. Oh, now he's really
good. Yes. Oh, nimble little thing, is she? Thankfully, alternate Jack stayed around long enough to get the message to Sam.
Nice work.
Tilk's in trouble.
Where?
He's on the Peltak with Kronos.
No need to ask where Tilk's going.
We need to seal off this level.
Apparently there's a control center somewhere that services all the doors. Kind of like a circuit panel.
Obviously, he's going to get some satisfaction from killing this Tilk, but it's not the same as killing the real Tilk. Meanwhile, yep. Oh, that's clever, that is.
Oh, I didn't realise he could do that.
Boom, straight through. Now, do you think Kronos was able to supercharge the staff weapon? Because normally it doesn't blow right through somebody.
Did it actually blow through?
It's supposed to, because Tilk gets injured. Actually, in the commentary, they said it wasn't made clear that the actual weapon went straight through the Jaffar and hit Tilk.
That seems reasonably clear.
No, the actual impact of the shot at the time.
How many shots did it actually take? Because that'd be sort of on single shot.
They learned that the armour is pretty tough. That's probably one of the reasons why they switched to P90. Of course, more sparks look good.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yep, just make sure this is the real one. Yeah. Evil laugh. Ooh, that's got to hurt.
The crystals are protected by a force shield. Switch with me, I'll do it.
Yes, I'm willing to sacrifice myself for myself.
What do I do? Pull the green crystals out. The door should close and lock automatically.
There's parts of a Gwold mothership that are very well protected and other parts that are so open to security breaches. How far is he going up there? Good God, man.
I think he's just squeezing. Whoops.
Oh.
Three shots enough.
See, and that staff weapon didn't go right through him at all. Otherwise, the other Tilk would be toast.
For our father.
Ah, bless.
Nice. Oh, when somebody asked Tilk what sort of day he had, good and bad. Yeah, you get the feeling that that tickles a bit.
Ooh, that was close. That would blind one of them, was it?
That's it!
And that's an actual CG door, as opposed to the others, which were actual doors. Couldn't even tell the difference. There goes Sam. Seems rather unfair that they go on a joint mission and only the robots get killed. Exactly.
It's a bit sort of freaky stuff, watching yourself die.
I'm thinking, oh, that there didn't really suit me at all. Nobody told me.
Yes, the producers did at the end of last series.
You were very badly damaged.
Yes.
But you're a machine. Can you not be mended?
Possibly.
Right, Richard, you're going to lie on the floor in this pool of gunk.
There I am.
Now, emote.
I'm running out of energy.
Well, no, because I'll stop here. I'll pop by and visit.
I will shut down soon.
I promise. You will never be forgotten.
Well, not only that, the body isn't going to decay, is it? They can make a nice little set piece in an ornamental garden.
I'll say yes.
Yeah. Put Daniel's head back on.
Habeas corpus, eh?
And we're going to bury him at sea and not show anybody.
Yeah, I mean, as soon as I heard that, I thought, hang on.
To tell your people Cronus is dead. If they still think he's a god, have him come take a look.
Are we as good as you? Are we, Daddy? Are we?
Carter and Teal.
He should know they're dead, because surely they can no longer communicate with him, unless his own radio's down.
Yeah, well...
Hit him in the chest, where he were tapping.
Indeed. The radio could be in his ear, I mean, that's where I put it. Who's liable to shoot that?
Tuning's a pain in the proverbial, though, isn't it?
Yes.
You're okay. Are we still so far from real to you?
And we have some nice emotional sort of...
No. I guess not. And I believe we are done.
I'm good then. Sincerely hope that's not mercury, because that's what it looks like. You know, do we really want to poison Roddy, eh?
Nice little few lines that was. The robots just wanted to prove they were themselves. They weren't copies, they were themselves.
Yeah, so Carter can fly the ship.
Tilt can.
What about the other 994 Jaffa they didn't kill?
Yeah, let's not worry about them. They might have spaced them while they're out up in orbit. And one little tidbit that was in the commentary. The ship had four sides and the pyramid only had three.
Yeah, silly pyramid.
You can't quite tell from that picture, but the actual design of it. Never mind. You know, say, you know, when people watching it don't actually notice until they're told in the commentary, then it's nothing to worry about, is it?
By people, do you mean you?
Or anybody else. I'm sure I'm not the only one that listens to the commentary.
Oh, that were Double Jeopardy. Somewhat poignant, but mostly light jack-on-jack action. And plus, it gave us a nice close-out to the robot clones thing, because there's other things they've introduced that we never see again, that we never actually get explained.
That's true. I mean, we've said it before, they have made a habit of redoing, you know, not redoing, pulling from the franchise other stories and actually revisiting them. But a lot of them they don't, and this was a nice touch.
Well, obviously, the plan, they always leave it open to possibly revisit. That way, if they're like, oh, crap, we need a filler episode, what would we do? I know, we'll go back there. That'll give us...
In many ways, 80% of this was a filler episode. You brought back a character that obviously a lot of people like. You brought back the robots, which everybody, I think, likes to watch. But they factored in the Cronos factor. Now, he's gone from the System Lords Council, or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. So that means that's basically Apophis. And this opens up leading to next season, where things really do start to change.
Indeed. I'm sorry to take the next season. Next episode. Episode 4, Exodus. SG-1 join forces with the Token in a final attempt to rid the universe of their mutual gold nemesis, Apophis. But their plan goes awry when a beloved member of the team is captured and they find themselves at the mercy of the most powerful and feared enemy.
Sounds good. It sounds like a season finale.
It is a season finale.
Exactly. That's what you want from a season finale. Before you even see it, you want to be revved up for it.
And since you said season finale, that's what I tweet.
Right.
On the next Stargate SG-1, they've seized an enemy ship.
Cronus gave us his ship, and he got what was coming to him.
Captured one of their spies.
You will never escape.
But to destroy the forces of evil once and for all.
We are on the brink of losing any chance of ever defeating the goal.
SG-1 must set the ultimate trap.
This is a sun that Borash is orbiting.
We want to blow it up.
Wow.
Now, with no room for error.
The hell is that?
We're under attack.
Will this mission succeed?
We're sitting ducks.
Or go down in flames.
Tip, pull up!
Richard Dean Anderson stars.
Mayday, mayday!
Jack, can you hear me?
On the next Stargate SG-1.
Okay. If she got email, it will be dropped in... Sorry, Gmail did something strange.
Doesn't it always?
Okay, aside... Right, if you do want to get back to us... Hi, folks, and thanks for listening, downloading, etc., etc., etc. If you need to email us, the email address is gatecastpodcast@gmail.com. If you need to find the podcast, somebody gave it to you, you got it through an online subscription. We're on iTunes as Gatecast. We're also listed on Podcast Alley and Podcast Pickle. If you want to leave feedback, you can record an MP3 and email it to gatecastpodcast@gmail.com. You can also leave us feedback on the website, that's gatecast.phasecast.com. There is the Facebook group, which is The Gatecast. And finally, you can also tweet us, we're The Gatecast on Twitter as well. Thanks very much for listening, and hope to hear from you next week. That's basically you can contact us. All feedback is appreciated. All feedback will be read, assuming it's from humans and not spam bots. And if we're particularly bored, we might throw in the spam bot stuff as well. And that's pretty much it. Thank you for downloading and listening and continuing to subscribe.
That was Double Jeopardy. Thanks for listening, folks. We'll see you next week with the season finale.
Indeed. On that slightly windy note, it's good night from me.
And it's good night from him. Take care, folks. See you next week.
Right.
You've been listening to Gatecast, presented by Alan, Mike and Scott. Visitors at gatecast.facecast.com.